For the last couple of weeks, we've been working our way through the book of Joshua as Stephen Davey continues this wisdom journey through God's Word. Today we come to the last lesson in that book. In God's sight, a great leader not only accomplishes good things for the people he leads, but he also sets an example of humble obedience, godly conduct, and spiritual priorities. These are the qualities we see in Joshua's last address to the people. This lesson is called An Old Soldier's Farewell.
Well, today our wisdom journey through the book of Joshua comes to close, and we're about to hear a very moving farewell speech. Joshua is going to say goodbye to the nation he has loved and led for many years. You know, it occurred to me that there are several elements in this farewell speech worth imitating today. The first element, in a word, is humility. Joshua is going to give God all the credit for his amazing career. We're now in Joshua chapter 23, and here in verse 3 he says, "You've seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake, for it is the Lord your God who has fought for you." You could actually underline 13 times in this chapter where Joshua repeats the words, "the Lord your God." The Lord your God is worthy of all the praise and all the glory. The second element that strikes me here is, in a word, obedience. Down here at verse 6, Joshua says, "Be very strong to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, turning aside from it neither to the right hand nor to the left." Now, the book of the law of Moses is the first five books of the Old Testament that we've studied together. So Joshua is telling the people to stick to this book. By the way, this is the key to true success for any individual and any nation. Now, when you stick to this book, life might not get easier, but you're going to be walking in the right direction. Obedience. Now, let me give you a third element in a word. It's the word caution. Here in verse 7, Joshua states why obeying God's word is so critical. "That you may not mix with these nations remaining among you, or make mention of the names of their gods, or swear by them, or serve them, or bow down to them. For them and for us, beloved, to this day, the greatest threats you face are not economic or physical or intellectual. The greatest threat facing you is moral and spiritual compromise." Joshua is warning the nation here. Now, with that, here in chapter 24, Joshua delivers this really grand farewell speech to the nation. And in the first 13 verses, Joshua gives a little history lesson. He retells how God brought the Israelites out of Egypt and gave them the land of Canaan. And then he delivers that classic statement here in verse 15. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Now, keep in mind that Joshua is now an old man. This has been his life's motto: "I am choosing to serve God today." Beloved, this has to be our choice today. Not 40 years ago, not 10 years ago, not yesterday, but today. When I was growing up, my missionary father used to tell me, "Son, if you make a decision to follow the Lord before you get out of bed, all the other decisions you'll need to make that day are going to fall into place." And that's so true. You know, I think it's interesting here that Joshua doesn't just talk about worshiping God, but worshiping God alone. If you're after financial success, I mean, that matters most to you, then your job or the stock market, well, that's really what you're worshiping. If your girlfriend or your boyfriend determines your moral standards rather than God's word, well, then that girlfriend or boyfriend, guess what? They're your God. That's the one you're really worshiping because that's the one you're obeying. and listening to. Joshua says here, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And I want you to listen to the people's response here in verse 18. "We also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." Now, that's a wonderful response. But then Joshua replies here in verse 19, "You're not able to serve the Lord." Wait a second, what? I mean, Joshua here has just asked who's going to join him in following the Lord, and 2 million plus hands have gone up, pledging their commitment to God. I mean, Joshua has just won the prize for the most evangelistic response in any single service. But now he says, no, put your hands back down, because you really don't mean it. Now we discover what's really happening here in verse 23 as Joshua says, "Well then, put away the foreign gods that are among you and incline your heart toward the Lord, the God of Israel." Oh my, the Israelites were pledging with their lips, but not with their lives. They still had some backup gods back there in their tents, just in case. I wonder how many people today stand in church and sing, "My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine," while in their hearts they're thinking, "What I really love is, you know, I'd love a bigger house or better health or better grades. My Jesus, I love thee, but not as much as I love those other things." Joshua effectively says, put your hand down. You don't mean it. He says, no, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord no matter what the Lord does to my house or my health or my finances. That, beloved, is genuine commitment to God. Well, now the book of Joshua is going to conclude, and there are going to be three funerals mentioned here. You're going to have the bones of Joseph, the body of Eleazar, the high priest dealt with, and finally you have here the death of this great leader, Joshua. Verse 29 reads, "After these things, Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in his own inheritance." You know, this might seem like an odd way to end this book, but I think it's actually very powerful. These funerals are proving that God keeps his word. Joshua and these other two men, these faithful men, are all buried in the land God had promised to his people for Joseph hundreds of years earlier. Growing up in Norfolk, Virginia, one of my favorite places to visit in downtown Norfolk was the MacArthur Memorial. Frankly, us missionary kids knew every inch of that beautiful three-story building that we would explore. Right in the center of the first floor is this marble lobby, and down below, if you look over the brass banister, you can see the graves down there of General Douglas MacArthur and his wife. Now, if you're not familiar with this man, he was the five-star general who commanded the Allied forces in the Pacific during World War II. He was later put in charge of reconstructing Japan after that nation was defeated. And MacArthur rather famously pleaded for 1,000 evangelical missionaries to come to Japan following the war and rebuild that nation. Now, although I was only about 4 years old, I can still recall his funeral procession through downtown Norfolk, where thousands of people lined the streets. I can still remember seeing the horse-drawn carriage and the flag-covered casket. I remember also when I was older going to the MacArthur Museum or Memorial, that building, and watching this black and white movie footage of the old general standing before Congress and delivering his farewell speech. His speech concluded with these words, "The world has turned over many times since I took the oath on the plain at West Point, and the hopes and dreams have long since vanished. But I still remember the refrain of one of the most popular barrack ballads of that day, which proclaimed most proudly that old soldiers never die, they just fade away." And like the old soldier of that ballad, I now close my military career and just fade away. An old soldier who tried to do his duty as God gave him the light, to see that duty. I hope that at the end of our lives, we will be able to say that we did our duty. We accomplished God's assignment for us, whatever it was. You know, I wonder, are we passing on to the next generation, not just with our lips, but with our lives, that God is worth trusting, He's worth following, and above all, worth worshiping? Well, Joshua did just that. And with that, we have to say farewell to this old soldier, Joshua, until we meet him personally in the promised land, and we can tell him then how grateful we were for his example. He showed us how to live. He showed us what it meant to have this motto for life: as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Well, until our next journey begins next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was a lesson called An Old Soldier's Farewell. When we come back next time, Stephen Davey will begin working his way through Judges here on the Wisdom Journey. We have a gift that we send to everyone who makes their first contact with our ministry. We'd like to send you the next three issues of our monthly magazine. Sign up at wisdomonline.org. Then join us next time as we continue the Wisdom Journey.